Q104, the Q morning show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Am I the bleephole? Steph from Avon on the line. Steph, good morning.
Good morning.
Who thinks that you might be a bleephole? Because we want to hear about this.
One of my best friends.
And why do they think so?
Well, I had a birthday back in September, and she got me a really cool Stanley Cup. She's my best friend, so she knew the one that I had seen better days. So she got me this amazing Stanley Cup. Well, what she didn't realize was my husband also got me a Stanley Cup, and not all Stanleys are created equal, because he got me the limited edition that I had been searching for.
Oh.
My friend, let's just say her name is Amy, she did not give me a receipt, and I felt terrible texting her and saying, hey, do you have a receipt for this, because I want to take it back. I didn't want her to think that I didn't appreciate the gift that she got me. So I just thought, I'll put it on Facebook Marketplace. I see Stanleys on there all the time. And I thought, well, I'll just sell it. She'll be none the wiser. My husband got me this great Stanley, and we'll just all go on with our lives. What I didn't realize is that when you post something on Facebook Marketplace, it shows up on your friend's feed. It alerts them that you're selling something. So she saw it.
Oh!
I know. It gets worse. She sent me a text message and was like, sorry, I got you something that you didn't really want.
Uh-huh.
Just give it to me. I'll take it back and I'll give you a gift card for the money. So now I don't even care about getting rid of the Stanley or any of that. I just feel terrible about this whole situation.
Okay, number one, I did not realize that Stanley Cups were still such a thing.
Oh my God, because you're a man.
Well, no, ironically, he has a Stanley Cup.
I do. I'm drinking coffee out of it right now.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone got this for me as a gift, and I love it because it holds so much coffee, and I need so much coffee every morning. So that's why I'm happy with my Stanley. I just didn't realize they were still so popular, and there were limited edition cups you could get.
You haven't seen the Wicked ones that are like flying off shelves?
I have not. No.
Oh, yeah. No, they're still definitely a thing.
Number two, do you think that your friend was... That sounded like sarcasm in that text, right? Sorry, I got you something you didn't want. How did you interpret it in your head when you read her text?
At first, I thought she was just being apologetic. But now that you bring it up, it feels a little passive aggressive of her saying, sorry, I got you something that you didn't want. And it wasn't that I didn't want it. It's that I don't need it because now I have the limited edition one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's honestly, that's tough, though. I wouldn't have known that it just automatically shows up in your friend's feed when he posts something.
Are you still friends on Facebook?
We are still friends on Facebook, but I'm certain she's just trying to be on there to see that I don't post a Stanley again for sale.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay, so maybe two issues that we're dealing with right now. 216-474-0104. Is Steph the bleephole for taking her gift from her friend, the Stanley Cup, and trying to resell it on Facebook Marketplace? And two, maybe some suggestions on how Steph can make it right with her friend who got her the gift.
I like that.
Should we do that, Steph? Is there some repair needed in this relationship?
I think so. And I think what I should do is just give her the Stanley Cup as a gift and say I'm sorry.
Oh, you're coming up with your own ideas right now.
There's one.
Lindsay's listening to us in North Olmsted. Lindsay, good morning.
Hi.
Is
how
Steph
are you guys?
Doing well. How are you this morning?
You know, living the dream.
Is Steph the bleephole for trying to sell this Stanley Cup of her friends?
100% she is. Yeah.
You think she is the bleephole?
Yeah.
Why?
I think that it's a gift. Why do you feel like you have to sell it? Just keep it. I mean, I feel like the whole thing with Stanley Cups is to collect a bunch of them. I mean, I have daughters that collect different colors. So just keep it. Is she... Does she need the money that bad? Or, like, why does she want to get rid of it? Just keep it.
I can understand trying to make money on the side.
Yeah, like, I'm also one of those people, though, that, like, I don't like having extra stuff in the house. If I'm not going to use it, I want to get rid of it.
Jessica listening to us this morning in Painesville Township. Jessica, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Is Steph really the bleephole here? Lindsay thought so.
I believe absolutely so.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, two for two. Poor Steph.
Yeah.
Why do you think she's the bleephole?
I do because I'm 49. I got my very first Stanley Cup from work. a week ago.
Oh, and congratulations.
It's a milestone in your life, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm part of the crowd now.
You are.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, but I feel, I really do feel like she should have graciously accepted it and maybe use that one for work, keep the other one at home. Just like the other caller said, have another one. What difference does it make? And putting it on Facebook when you know your friend's on Facebook, that's like absolutely, I think, childish.
Okay, Steph, you're the bleep hole. Now, how does she make this right with her friend? Do you have any suggestions there?
I think, well, listening to her a little bit ago, I think her friend should just walk away from her. She didn't sound like a friend at all.
Whoa. You want to break up this friendship too? Oh, no.
Oh my gosh. We have drama this morning.
But listening to her was like, oh, well, you know, she didn't really care that her friend, I would have been the same way. I would have been like, what are you doing? Why would you want to sell my gift? Why wouldn't you come to me and say, hey, you know, I got this. Do you have the receipt? You know, can we switch it out?
Yeah, I'd feel bad. I don't know. What would you do, Alyssa, if this was your friend? If you made that mistake and then you were busted, you were trying to sell the Stanley, what would you do?
Oh, man. I don't know. I would send a very lengthy apology.
Yes, I would start with it. I would start there.
Yeah, start with that, probably. Take the post down, trying to sell the cup.
Yes.
I would just keep the cup at that point. But out of curiosity, I did look to see, like, how much do they go for on Facebook? They're ranging anywhere from about $35 to like $110, depending on the type of Stanley it is. So I could understand trying to make an extra buck off of an extra cup.
Yeah. I would just take my friend maybe out for dinner, something like that. I'd come over. I'd have the Stanley Cup with me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm sorry, I went insane. And then I'd go and just drink out of the Stanley Cup. I love it.
Love it so much. To me, I just think this is one of those things they'll laugh about in a couple months.
Well, we'll see.
We just got to get past this Stanley Cup drama that we're dealing with.
It's Q104.